Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Once a year, a few Peace Corps volunteers get to talk by telephone with U.S. classrooms they've been communicating with through the Correspondence Match program. We've recorded some of these conversations. Today, Ada Elementary School in Ada, Michigan, speaks with Joe, a Peace Corps volunteer currently serving in Bolivia.
My name is Joe Stevens. I'm the son of your teacher, Mrs. Stevens. I am a volunteer here in Bolivia. I work in tourism and micro-enterprise development in businesses. How's everything in Michigan?
What kind of games or sports do you have there?
Everyone plays soccer. Soccer is extremely popular. Every Sunday in my town, there's a soccer league. There's four neighborhoods in my town, and the four neighborhoods play each other in the league. Girls and boys all play. Girls play basketball, but guys hardly play basketball at all. Volleyball is played a lot by both guys and girls, and that's about it. There's no baseball or football.
What about lacrosse?
You can already.
Lacrosse either.
I'm Andrew, and can you see the Andes Mountains from your house?
No, I'm about 1,500 miles from the Andes Mountains. Very far away. I live on the, kind of by the Brazilian border. Where I live, it's very, very low, and it's all swamps and jungles.
Can you pick your food off a tree?
Yes. In my backyard, I have mangoes, a mango tree. I have a papaya tree. I have a fruit called chirimoya, which is, you've probably never had before. It's called a custard apple in English. I also have bananas, avocados.
So do you make guacamole?
I made guacamole the other night.
Really?
We're in the middle of avocado season right now.
Wow.
During mango season, there's hundreds of mangoes that are in the trees all around because everyone has mango trees. So I eat 6 or 7 mangoes a day in mango season.
I'm just going to do a quick survey here. How many of you have eaten a mango? Raise your hand. Oh, you have? Cool. How about a papaya? Okay. Less people have tried papaya. Okay. So you're eating pretty good, would you say? I mean, you're not...
Yeah.
Dissatisfied with your food?
I eat really well. In my town, I can get beef and chicken fairly regularly. If I catch fish, I can eat fish. And a lot of people go hunting and eat animals that they hunt. People go hunting for armadillo, deer.
A silence fell over the crowd.
Tapir. Lots of different things. They go fishing a lot, too.
Have you ever eaten a guinea pig?
I have eaten a guinea pig. in my area, they don't eat guinea pig hardly at all.
Pardon?
But in the mountains in the Andes, yeah, it's raised as a food to eat.
Is it bigger than what we would think of as a typical guinea pig?
Nope, it's exactly the same as a guinea pig.
Okay.
I'm Ethan, and I was wondering, do you see any tree frogs?
Yeah, there are tons of tree frogs. They come into my room, and they eat all the bugs. They're also little lizards that are all over the walls. They eat bugs, too. They're probably 3 or 4 inches long, and they run up and down the walls and on the ceiling. The ones that I've seen have mostly been different shades of green and brown. No crazy neon colors or anything.
So, but these, what kind of lizards are they that come in your room?
Their name in Spanish is Largatil. They don't change color, they're not chameleons or anything like that. They're just normal little house lizards.
Hi, I'm Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
What is your favorite kind of food?
my favorite kind of Bolivian food is yuca with rice with cheese in it. They make a cheesy rice that's delicious here, and they eat a lot of beef on the grill. So I think that's my favorite Bolivian food.
Do you know about the ancient ruins?
Yeah. there's lots of ancient ruins all over Bolivia. In the Andes, there's lots of ruins from the Incan people. They left a lot of pottery all around, a lot of statues. Recently, I was in a small town in Cochabamba, and we went and found pottery that had just painted pottery from thousands of years ago.
Wow.
That had been broken and shattered on the ground and just laying around. Wow. We also found stone tools and stones that had been used for grinding corn and other grain.
Are you allowed to collect that stuff, or does that stuff, do they put it in museums, or what?
There's really no rules regarding that, but you shouldn't take things from archaeological sites. And that's what my friend who is working in that area was working to teach the people.
Okay. How about places like Machu Picchu with the steps? That's what we were looking at in the books, all those stone structures. Have you been like that?
The place where I was at recently had steps like that and rock paintings, but Machu Picchu is kind of the only place in South America where something like that to that level has been discovered. Mostly because Machu Picchu wasn't discovered until the 1950s or 1940s. And most places had been discovered before that and kind of destroyed by the people who had discovered them.
Does it ever snow there?
Where I live, it has never snowed. But in the mountains, it snows a lot right at the top of the mountains. There used to be a ski resort near La Paz, but it's melting.
What's your favorite thing about Bolivia?
My favorite thing about Bolivia would either be the nature and how it's all beautiful here. It's everything's green and beautiful, and there's beautiful mountains and trees and everything like that. Lakes and rivers and everything. Another thing I really like are the people. The people are very nice, and they share, and they just are really fun to be around.
So they've treated you very well.
They've treated me great. I have a lot of people that treat me like I'm one of their family.
Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Stevens' class.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdell Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.